You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Joining us today is Colette Freeman, an internationally produced playwright, screenwriter, and novelist who has collaborated on projects with best-selling authors Michael Scott and Jackie Collins. Her latest project, a work of fiction entitled The Affair, was released on January the 29th. Colette, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You're welcome. So you've had many interesting careers, all-American athlete, commercials director, actress, and now writer. Why so many jobs?
Well, I think most writers have lots of jobs they do before they honestly can make a living as a writer. I've had a lot more unglamorous jobs than those particular jobs. I've waitressed, bartended, I was a personal assistant, I sold shoes, and I've taken something from every job, characters, conversations, plots. For example, in The Affair, Robert, the main character who plays the husband, he works in advertising, and I was the creative director of an advertising agency for 5 years. So all of my jobs have informed my writing and provided great writing material, and sometimes it was the worst jobs that provided the best material.
Now, in your plays and now your book, you write about women in a real interesting way. Sister Cities is about four daughters and their relationship with their mother. The Affair is about two women and their relationship with the one man. What's unique about the female perspective that lends to women making such good writers?
I think women are great listeners. Everyone has stories, but I think very few people really listen to them, and women listen. We're conditioned to listen from the time we're born, and it's a tool that we've developed. We listen, we digest, and then we write. And I write women's stories because women interest me. When I started writing plays, my role models were Chekhov and Ibsen, who were men. And now, several years later, there are more and more great female playwrights out there, like Sarah Rule, Mary Zimmerman, Annie Baker. So there are more role models for young girls. So I like to write about women to be a role model for women.
During the research process for your book, The Affair, what did you learn about how the internet age and social networking sites have changed how people have affairs?
I think the internet age has been very dangerous for affairs. Affairs are all about people, and people do have affairs. And it's much easier to keep in touch with your loved ones and, you know, affair loved ones through texts and phones and Skype and email. None of these were available for our parents except for the phone. And now it's easy. You can just push a button and share your most intimate thoughts, and you can get caught a lot more easily too. So there's give and take as far as it's easier, but it's also a lot easier to get caught.
Without a question. Today we're joined by Colette Freeman, an internationally produced playwright, screenwriter, and novelist who has collaborated on projects with best-selling authors Michael Scott and Jackie Collins. Her latest project, a work of fiction entitled The Affair, has been released on January the 29th, and she's here with us on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You've lived in L.A. for over a decade. How has it changed over time, and does living there benefit the creative process?
I think living in Los Angeles definitely benefits the creative process, and the difference in LA is that everyone is always willing to tell their story. Thousands of people move here every week to be discovered, to be the next big thing, and in their journey to do so, they've got great stories. They all come, it's a melting pot here. Everyone comes from very diverse places, and everyone has a story, and the energy is contagious. And the weather is also very warm. So between the contagious energy of people and the warm weather, it's a super place to live as a writer, and you can get a lot done here.
I see in your biography that you've traveled around the world. How has this affected you, and where is your favorite travel destination?
I love to travel because as a writer, it's all about stories, and in every country you go to, there's a diversity of stories. Stories are universal. For example, with affairs, there are affairs in every single culture, every country, but different cultures and countries deal with affairs very differently. If if a politician in America has an affair, the media goes crazy. Harvey Weinstein and TMZ, it's on the TV and the internet all the time. If a politician in France has an affair, it doesn't diminish his ability as a politician, and it doesn't have the shocking ramifications that it would have in the United States. I've traveled really extensively, and my favorite place is probably Italy. I'm actually going there in a couple months to see the play version of the affair that I wrote, and I'm really looking forward to it because I think they have the best food in the world.
Oh, yes, I can totally relate to that without a question. Now, how about telling us what's next for you and where our listeners can find you?
Your listeners can find me on my website. I'm all over the internet, but Colette, Colette Friedman, ColetteFriedman.com is where you can find all of my basic information. And what's next for me? I am working on the sequel of The Affair right now. I'm almost finished, and I'm really excited to get it to my editor and then get it out to the readers. I'm also working on the novelization of my play, Sister Cities. So I'm busy. I'm at my computer working every day.
Excellent. And in conclusion, do you have any advice for the listener that has considered writing a book and just hasn't done it yet?
My advice to listeners who are considering writing is to write. Just sit down at your computer. If you don't have a computer, get a pen and a yellow pad and just write. Writing is 90% discipline. And everyone has a story to tell, and I think we lack the encouragement in our lives and the people who say to us, just do it, just get it out. So whether it's a short story or a short play or a poem or a full-length novel, go for it. And if you have a story in you that needs to come out, get it out, and if it's good enough, you will sell it, and you know, other people will experience your story. So just go for it. But it really comes down to the discipline of sitting down and putting a pen to paper or putting your hands to the computer keys.
Good advice. She is Colette Friedman, an internationally produced playwright, screenwriter, and novelist who has collaborated on projects with best-selling authors Michael Scott and Jackie Collins. Colette's book, The Affair, is now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, once again, visit her website at ColetteFriedman.com. Colette, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and best of success to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.